Yeah? Moving? That's good? Okay. Today's daf is daf Yud Gimel. So we are on Yud Beis Mem Beis. Got a couple of large dafim. And again, do as much as we can today based on what parts of the Gemara that we can get messages from. So we're in this discussion on Yud Beis Mem Beis of the seven levels, seven heavens. Seven heavens, seven the levels of Shemayim. The Gemara is bringing Bakaris for each one. We just did number five. Number five was Ma'on. Ma'on, which was on the third medium line, started, was the one where the groups of Malachi Ashares say Shira to Hashem at night, they're quiet during the day, and we had another couple of drushes that came up along the way that related to the night and the day. So finally, the last one was somebody who was posek b'divrei Torah, but osek b'divrei Sicha. Then they are fed gachli resamim, they are fed kol. So just one thought, one or two thoughts that I mentioned I was alluding to yesterday. First, the one thought in the last line. It says, kala posek b'divrei Torah, the first wide line. Anyone who's posek from divrei Torah stops learning and is osek b'divrei Sicha, so we feed them ma'achale gachli, they get fed gachli resamim kols. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Hilchas Maver Sedra. Hilchas Maver Sedra, Reish Pei Hey. Reish Pei Hey, how do you remember that? Because people are rafa, people are soft and weak sometimes in their fulfillment of being Maver Sedra. Especially this week, I told my Talmidim yesterday, I said, this is the week out of any during the whole year that separates between the men and the boys. Tazrim and Sower. It's not just a question of the longest, but you know, you gotta make sure to be Maver Sedra this week. It's a halacha, it's not a chumrah. It's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, a whole simon about it. Simon Reish Pei Hey. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Reish Pei Hey, Sif Katan's Vav, quotes that lechatchila, if one can lechatchila be maver sedra without a hefsek, according from earlier achronim, one should. He says, "Efshalo shelo yafsek b'shtayim mikra ve'chatarkam al shum davar hu tovi yafem ma'od v'chein reisi miyam edaktikim osin came v'chein roy lebal nefesh lasos." And the Sharatzin he quotes, "Nirali shezehu af bein parsha leparsha avol be'emsa inyan asur lahafsek kamo she'amru chazal ar gemara haposik b'divrei Torah v'osik b'divrei Sicha machilin asot gachle resamim." So he says, "Lachatchila, if one can do it without a hefsek." Again, this relates to the two different minhagim we discussed before. The two different minhagim about when to do maver sedra, Chafetz Chaim, the Grah, do you do one Aliyah a day? Do you do it all on Friday? Do you do it on Shabbos? Whatever the various minhagim. But at least it's quoted here that one shouldn't stop in the middle if one can. Sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes if there's something going on in the house that, you know, that I think Kavod Abrius is and Shalom Bayis is doka this lechatchila of not being mafsik. But again, if somebody has the Brera, so then the Mishnah Berurah quotes it there. But it's interesting, the Ma'on is also referred to in the Sheva Brachos. We say, or at least in the Benchik, Shaha Simcha Bim'ono, that the Simcha is in the Ma'on of Hashem. So why do we say Shaha Simcha Bim'onu by Yesheva Brachos? So this is discussed by the Rishonim in Ksubis Dav Ches, where this comes up. So the Rishita Mukubetz is there, quotes Shaha Simcha Bim'ono, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and others say this as well, that we're wishing the chassid and the kala to have simcha like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, a simcha, true full simcha, complete simcha is up in Ma'on. It's not here in Olam Hazeh with his sorrows, with his difficulties. Sha'a simcha bim ono, the true simcha is there, and that's what we wish the chassid and the kala. That's what we say bim ono. And the another pshat quoted there in the Shita is that Lafisha Hayu Malachi Asharis b'Ma'on. The Malachim are on Ma'on, like we just saw. The Malachim are on that level, and the Malachim were the first Shushbinin that accompanied the first wedding by Adam and Chava. Who danced at Adam and Chava's wedding? Only the Malachim. The Malachi Asharis. They were the only ones. So therefore, we are also referring to the Ma'on level, the Malachim at this wedding, so that we wish them the best with these relating to these Malachim. Again, we also refer to Adam and Chava in the brachas, because Amecha Yitzir Chava Gan Eden Mikadem. So again, that's also a reference to these to the Malachim. Finally, one other, the Kolbo, one of the quoting the Beis Yosef, but here I have it in the Kolbo in Siman Ayin Hey. He goes, "Why Shas Simcha Bim Ono? Shas Simcha Hashleima Bim Ono Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo Lefaneinu. Lefisha Hayecholas Shalom Lachadish Bo Panim Chadashos. Shahari Harakia Shabo Malachi Asharis Omrim Shira Nikra Maon. Every day there are Malachim that sing new praises to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Panim Chadashos, similar to the first pshat that we gave. And there's no Chisaron there. So again, that's what we're referring to. But we have to realize the significance. Whenever we say Shas Simcha Bim Ono, you should realize the significance of that word that Ma'on is referring to, that level of heaven where the Malachim are, and that's what we refer to in the benching of Sheva Brachos. Okay, second wide line at the end. Machon, So Machon is level number 6. Machon, Shebo, Otsu, what's on level 6? Shebo, Otsu is Shalak, Otsu is Barad, Valias Talim. It's not a level you want to get off at. So it's all the negative and the bad weather sources. The otsros of snow and hail and bad dews for Alias Agalim and also bundles of water, the Chadara Shel Sufa, where Vesa'ara storms, Umara Shel Kitur, smoke and vapor, Vidal Sosei and Eish, and the doors to this level is fire. Shneimar Yiftach Hashem Lachaz Vesaratov, period. Hanibur, so ask the Gemara, Hanibur, Ki Isnu, all of these are on the Rakia. Hanibur, Isnu, aren't these on the land? Tachsiv, as we say in the Halalukas, Haluas Hashem in Aris, Tanina V'chol Tohamos, Eishiv Arad, Shele V'kita, Ruach Sarau, Sadvarau. So you see, all of these are Min Ha'aretz. All of these are praising Hashem. So what do you mean they're in the Shemayim? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, David Biki Shaleim Rachamim, V'horid on the Aretz. So they originally were up on the sixth level, but David HaMelech asked for Rachamim. He didn't want all of these to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it would have been right near Hashem, that Hashem could have like sent it down whenever he wanted. So he asked, and he asked for Rachamim, and now it's separated. Now it's on the land. Amar Lefan, Rebbeinu Shalom, Hashem, is it correct? Lo Kel Chafetz Resha Ata, you don't want wickedness. Lo Yagur Chabim Gur Chara, Tzadikato Hashem, Lo Yagur Bim Gur Chara. So that's why they're not up there anymore. We know Lo Digri Shemayim, finally finishing up. So how do you know that Machon is called Shemayim? Tichsiv Yata Tishma HaShemayim, Machon Shiftecha. So again, a reference, Hashem in Shemayim, Machon Shiftecha. So you see Machon with Shemayim. And finally, final level, number 7, Aravos, Shebo, and again, I mentioned it yesterday, that's the Hashem Hu Elokims, I think I mentioned it, that the 7 times we say Hashem Hu Elokim at the end of Yom Kippur is when Hashem goes back up. So Aravos, Shebo, Tzedek, Mishpat, Vitztaka, so the 7th level is all the wonderful Midos. Tzedek, Mishpat, Tztaka, Ginze Chayim, Ginze Shalom, treasures of life and peace, Ginze Bracha, V'nishmasan Shal Tzadikim. And the neshamos of tzaddikim are there. They go up to the highest level. Veruchos u'neshamos sha'asid lihibaros. And also the ruchos and the neshamos that are all in the future to be created. Asid lihibaros. Interesting. Why are all the neshamos that are asid lihibaros are there? What about the... we mentioned that every neshama was part of Adam HaRishon. We mentioned Al-Pi Kabbalah yesterday, that idea. But the Rashba, it's a Chuvas HaRashba that's Miuchas L'Ramban. In Reish Pei Dalad, he quotes this Gemara has to be. Because, you know, he quotes this idea from his Rebbe, the Ramban, who writes this in Bereishis, that really creation was in 2 stages. The first stage of creation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Yesh Miayim. He created something from nothing. Yesh Miayin, the Ramban elaborates on this in Bereishis. Everything in the world that Kadosh Baruch Hu first created, what we would call, let's say, matter. He created something, a form, a substance, and after that first stage of Yesh Miayin, for the rest of history, there's only Yesh Miyesh. There's only something from something. There's no more Yesh Miayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu created stage 1 during Ma'is Bereishis, the beginning, Yesh Miayin, and after that's Yesh Miyesh, says the Rashba. So of course, now all the neshamas had to be created then. It's not that whenever somebody's born, they get a new neshama that's only created then. No, every neshama was created then at Ma'is Bereishis, at the Yesh Miayin stage, because a neshama can't come from anything else except of Yesh Miayin. So that's why, and after that, so every time now, we get our neshama, so that is a Yesh Miyesh. Me'atzmahu muchrach, says the Rashba or the Ramban. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu achar sheishis ve'breishis eino borei shum davar me'ayin ela poel va'ose davar midavar v'ein b'neshamos shum inyan she'tishavena v'timse'ena zu mizu. He says, they're not like the Toei Ruach Ubina Sha'omrim, ki b'chol yom v'yom borei nefashos l'gufim b'yivalda. It's not like people think that they get new Shabbos every day. Then the Rashba continues, again in Reish Pei Dalet or the Ramban, that there is a machlokas though in the Medrash on which day were all the neshamas created. Were they created on day 1, at the beginning of creation, or on day 6 with Adam HaRishon? So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Reish Lakish in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, he quotes. But again, the fact that they were all created during that period is muchrach, and that's what he says is the pshat of this Gemara. So all the neshamas that were going to be created, the tal she'asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'hafiyas b'meisim, and also the dew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to use for tchiyas ha'meisim, that was also created then. Tzedek u'mishpat, So now we get to Psukim, again, to prove each of these. So that each of these are close to Hashem on that level. Tzedek HaMishpat, the Chassid, Tzedek HaMishpat, B'chol Kisecha, the Tzedek HaMishpat are Hashem's seat, Hashem's chair. So you see, know that it's right there with him. Tzedakah, the Chassid, Ayyubash, Tzedakah, Kashiryan, Hashem wears Tzedakah like armor. So he wears it, it's very close to him. Ginzei Chayat, the Chassid, Ki Imcha, Makar Chayim, the pasuk that we say in the morning, Ginzei Shalom, the Chassid, Ayyikra, Lo Hashem Shalom. And again, not the pshat of this pasuk, Vayikra lo Hashem Shalom, which the pshat is that Gidon, when he built the Mizbeach, and he was calling the Mizbeach Hashem Shalom, but it's referring to, it's darshaning, that Hashem calls Shalom to be close to him. The Ginzei Brei relates also to Shalom being Shem Hashem, which we've discussed in the past. The Ginzei Bracha Dechsiv Yisa Bracha Me'ez Hashem. Nishbasa Shasadigim Dechsiv. V'haysa Nafesh Adoni Tzura B'tzura Chayim, as Hashem Alokecha. So it's fascinating that where's that pasuk said? So that was when David HaMelech was on his way to kill Naval, and Avigail, Ashes Naval, saves David from committing murder. Why are you killing this guy? Kadosh Baruch Hu would take care of him. If he's such a Rasha, it's an amazing name, Naval. He was a Menoval, the Mefarshim said. That's where he got his name. But Avigail says, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't take care of him yet, so why are you taking care of him? So she convinces him ultimately not to do anything to her husband. We know the very next day he had a heart attack, and then for 10 days he was in a coma, seems to be, and then he died. And then eventually Avigail marries David HaMelech. But the first time that we have this phrase, which we all say at a levaya, after somebody dies, Avigail told David when David was still alive, your nefesh should always be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why I'm saving you from sin. I'm saving you from murder. David HaMelech thanks her, but that's the source of this phrase. Adoni David Surab Surah Chaim, that's said to a Chaim. It's not said to a mace. Said to a Chaim, Avigail was talking to David HaMelech, who wasn't really David HaMelech yet. He was still on his, Shaul was still around. Okay. Ruchos Unishamos, Sha'asal Hibaros. How do you know the Ruchos and the Neshamos that are going to be created were created then? Dechsiv, Ki Ruach Melfanai Yatov, for Neshamos and Yasisi. I made all the Neshamos. Vital Sha'asal Kanshrech Alachis Bamesim, the dew that Hashem was going to do Tchias Amesim too. Dechsiv, Geshem Nidavos Tanif Elokim, Nachalascha, Vanilla Ata Konanta. So, the Geshem, the rain that Hashem will wave, Nachalascha, Hashem's Nachala, which is the Tzadikim, Vanilla, they'll get weary, Atokonanta, but then you help fix them. Period. End of the seven heavens. So now we know the seven heavens. So the Gemara just adds on. What else is on the seventh heaven next to Hashem? Sham, Ofanim, Usrafim, V'chayus, HaKodesh, Umalach, Yasharis, V'kisi, HaKavid. You have all of these. Melech, El, Chai, V'kai, Ramadisa, Shochet Alehem, Ba'aravos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyachol, is on top. Again, Kimat, all the Rishonim hold against the anthropomorphism of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking it literally, that God does not have a goof. It's one of the Animamins. So we have to understand that God doesn't take up space in a specific place. As we're going to see later, Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo, we say because we don't know where Hashem is. So we just say Mimkomo, wherever that place is. We say Baruch Kvod Hashem Mimkomo. So again, this Gemara has to be understood not as a physical description, but as a deeper understanding. Shneamar, Solo, how do you know Hashem's on top? Solo, Rocheba Aravos, Bekashemo. That's how you know he's by Aravos. Umi Nala de Ikri Shemayim. So the last one, how do you know that he's called Shemayim? How do you know that Aravos is called Shemayim? Asi Rechiva Rechiva, it's Xer Shavak. Sivhacha Solo Rocheba Aravos, Fixivhasam Rochev Shemayim Be'ezreka. Pasuk in Zos Abracha. Okay, second to last line. The Choshech Va'anan Va'arafel Makifin Oso. All these levels of darkness encircle that circle God. Shneamar Yashes Choshech Sisros Vivasav Sukoso. His sukkah's protective layer is hiddenness. Cheshchas Mayim Avesh Chakim. And darkness is there. So ask the Gemara, Mika Cheshcha Chashucha Kamishmaya. Is there darkness in heaven? Isn't it the lightest place in the universe? V'haksiv. Pasuk says in Daniel, Hu gala amikasa umisas rasa. He reveals anything deep and hidden. Yada ma bachashocha. He knows what's in the darkness. Unahora imeshire. And there's light by him. So what do you mean it's dark upstairs? So lokasha kanva bati gavai haba bati barai. Is it in the inner chambers or the outer chambers? We had the Yitzchak earlier on Daf Hey, where it talks about that Hashem cries. So the Gemara said earlier on Daf Hey, Hashem doesn't cry outside except for the churban, but he does cry inside. So you're another chiluk. Inside it's light. Outside, only outside it's dark.
What does he need to do for
Tchias Mesa for? That's just the metaphor that's given. Tal is Machaya, and that exactly what the message is. Amar Rav Acha, I'm sorry?
What
The mashal kabel tuma, right? Tal is one of the from one of the seven mashkim. Okay, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, od rakia echad yesh lamala ber shachayis. There's eight levels. There's eight levels of heaven. There's an eighth one. Dechziv udemus al roshe rosh echaya rakia kein hakerach hanora. Oh, we're not plugged in. Did it still say it's going on? Still going?
Yeah.
Still going. Okay. Ezra Hashem, we're still there. Says the Bachar Bar Yaakov. We're talking about the eighth levels of Rakia. Maybe there was something that we were not supposed to say. I don't know that. Yishlam Rosh Echayas. There's on the top of the Chayas, the eighth level. Dechsiv Udmus al Rosh Echaya Rakia Kein Hakerach Hanora. There's this ice level, tremendous, awesome ice on top of the Chayas. Upper level, another level. Period. Ad kan yesh lecha rishus ladaber. Okay, that's it. That's all you can talk about, these eight levels. You can't talk about anything more. You can't talk about above these levels. Why? She can custom say for Ben Sira. Because after all, it says in Ben Sira. It's Ben Sira. The Gemara quotes it a number of times. Ben Sira was a chacham who lived in the time of Bayashani, who wrote a sefer of wisdom. And it's one of the books of the Apocrypha. It wasn't included in Tanakh. But the Gemara quotes from it sometimes. Sometimes the Gemara even says dichsiv, as it says, as if it's quoting a pasuk. Dichsiv. Like a Mishlei type of sefer, but here it does not say. It just says she can custom sefer ben sira, as it says in ben sira. But mufla mimcha al tidrosh, something that's separated from you, don't darshin. Ube mechusa mimcha al tachkor, something that's covered from you, don't bichoker. Bimasha horshesa tis hisbonein, with what it's mutter for you, you could understand. Ein lecha esek benistaros, don't try to delve deeper into what you can't understand. Rav Dessler writes that based on this Gemara, he quotes the Psukim by Moshe Rabbeinu and Kisisa, where Isas Ach Orai Upanim Lo Yirau. He quotes that, you know, we can't understand direct events in life. Much of what we can understand is Lamafreya, is backwards, and that's how you can understand this Gemara. Says Rav Dessler. Let me just find the words. V'hena Rakla Achra Maisa. The baser titchena re'iyav asaga betochan kavanas hanagat Hashem yisbarach. V'rak oz efshel ha'asig luma freya keser ha'kol ha'ilotova. U'mad ha'isai ha'tova. But directly, right, of many things in this world, this Gemara says, ein lecha esek b'nistaros. You know, some things are beyond us. And as Soloveitchik said many times, the question that we ask a lot of times is not why, but what. Can't ask why. Because why is beyond human comprehension in many situations of life. What can I learn from the situation? What does it mean for me? So that's a question that we can ask, because that's always a question of what I could do. But why, having to do with the motivation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's a question that is beyond human comprehension. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Tanya gave the mashal about, says, imagine you have a beautiful tapestry. You have a carpet, beautiful tapestry, and it looks gorgeous and amazing. Let's say you see the back of the carpet. The back side of the carpet. So it looks all mixed up. You have these strings coming out of all over the place. It looks so, all the colors, everything's mixed up. All of a sudden you turn around, you see it's gorgeous and it's beautiful. So Soloveitchik said that's what it means. We see the backside in this world. We see the back of the carpet. So it's all looks mixed up, and it looks like it makes no sense, and you have things coming out of all the places. That's Olam Hazeh. Olam Haba, we're going to see. It's Olam Emes. We're going to see Olam Hafachu. What's Olam Hafach? It's backwards. You see the opposite side. Gemara Baba Basra. Olam Hafach, you see the gorgeous side, the Emes side. That's this world. That's in Lecha Esek Ministars. Tanya, I remember Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, Matshuva Heshivaso Basko Laoso Rasha B'shash Amar Aleh B'masayav Adam Ala Elyon. What was the heavenly voice that answered Nebuchadnezzar when he said, I want to go up to God. Adam Ala Elyon. I want to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to be like God. So he wants to go up. So what did the Baskol say? So Yotza Baskol V'Amrlo. The Baskol went out and said, Rasha ben Rasha ben Menoshel Nimrod HaRasha. You great, 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 great grandson of Nimrod. This is what I got to tell you. Just want to Derech Agav on the side. Tosus points out on top, he wasn't a direct descendant of Nimrod. So what do you mean, ben bino shel Nimrod? Tosus says, Lavdavka, Shari Kush yolad es Nimrod. V'lo matzino also Rashim, Yizera Kush, El Hashem Maisav. Shemalach, he was his, not his biological descendant, but he was his descendant in cahoots. He was like him. This reminded me of the thought of Reb Chaim that some of you might have, I think we mentioned it in the past as well, that the Reb Chaim has an unbelievable diuk in the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim. Where the Rambam writes,
talking about the mitzvahs asay to wipe out the seven nations of the land of Eretz Canaan. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs asay lahakrim shivas amamim, v'kol shebal yado echad mehem below harago, harizah over below sasay. Okay, this, we don't have this, we don't do that really today, but the Rambam writes, why? The kfar avdu v'avad zichram. They don't exist anymore. These nations don't exist anymore. The Rambam writes, mitzvahs asay v'kar avad zichram. Next halacha. Mitzvahs asay la'abid zerah shal amalek. Tibcha zecher amalek. Mitzvahs remember, tell me exactly what they did to us. End of halacha. Ask Reb Chaim, where's the kfar avad zichram? By amalek. Wait, just look what I wrote earlier. It doesn't say that. So Reb Chaim was medayik that amalek is still around today. Why? Because Reb Chaim comes up with this chiddush. There are two kinds of amalek. There is halachic amalek and there is biological amalek. Biological Amalek is not around anymore, right? We don't know. Amalek, Sancheriv was mevalbel all the nations, including Amalek. But then there's a halachic Amalek. Halachic Amalek is any nation which has as its constitution to destroy the Jewish people, that the Jewish people cannot exist. So they have the halachic status of Amalek. There's biological Amalek, and there's halachic Amalek. That's why there's not Avad Zichram. So that's Reb Chaim. So Tosfos here seems to be having a similar idea. Nebuchadnezzar was halachic Nimrod. He wasn't biological Nimrod. He was halachic Nimrod. The same beliefs and same goals. So that's that Tosfos on top, and that's the Reb Chaim based on the Rambam in Malachim, Perek Hey. Amalek was Germania, right? We had that Gemara there earlier in Megillah, right? So right with the all the same number of officers. Okay, says the Gemara. So what did the boss go tell Nebuchadnezzar? You are the descendant of Nimrod, Shehimrit, Kolam Kulo, Olam Malchuso, that he brought the whole world in rebellion against God. Kamash, he says, let the Baskel says to Nebuchadnezzar, let's figure something out. Kamash, Adam Shivim Shana, Shemari Mishra, Sinabim Shivim Shana. A man lives 70 years average. Vim Big Vuro Shmanab Shana. If he's a Gibar, 80 years. Pasuk into Hillel. Vahalo, Minaris al Rakia Malachamish Mios Ama Shana. To go from the land to the Rakia, to the first level, to Rakia, will take 500 years to go from the land, the Eretz, to the Rakia. But the Rakia itself is 500 years long. There are 500 years in between each level of the Rakia. And above them are the Chayos. And the feet of the chayos, whatever that means, keneged kulam, is keneged all the distance under it. And then karsule achayos keneged kulam, the ankles of the chayos are that distance. Shoke achayos keneged kulam, the lower legs. Rechove achayos keneged kulam, the middle part of the leg. Yarche achayos keneged kulam, the thighs of the chayos. Gufe achayos keneged kulam, the bodies, the torso is keneged kulam. Savari achayos keneged kulam, their necks are keneged. So you have all these thousands and thousands and thousands of years worth of length. Rashi achayos keneged kulam, the heads. Karani achayos keneged kulam, the horns. Lamala mehen kisi akavid, and on top is the kisi akavid. Ragli kisi akavid keneged kulam. The legs of the kisi akavid keneged kulam. Melech kel chai v'kayim rambidi sash ochein alehem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is on top. Viata Marta, and you say to Nebuchadnezzar, you're going to go up there. You're going to go up there. Allah, I'm going to say, Ava damala elyo. What are you, crazy? Ach el shaol turad. You're not going up at all. You're going down. El yarkase bar. You're going down to the shaol, to the depths. So that was the conversation between the Malach HaMavet between Nebuchadnezzar and the Baskel.
When Nebuchadnezzar heard that Baskel, did he understand it?
So did he understand the Baskel? Right. Some say, what do you mean Baskels go to speak to Rishayim? Maybe it was just to teach everybody. What was the Machlokas here? So another Rav Dessler. Rav Dessler writes. Where's the Rav Dessler? Dessler writes in Chelek Gimel on page 113. He quotes his Gemara. He says, "What was Nebuchadnezzar thinking? What was the Baskel telling him?" So says the says Rav Dessler. He says, naturally, a Jew can't go up to these levels. It's impossible. See how these levels, we're going to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to get close to the... It's impossible! So what's the only way we can get close? Siyata Deshmaya. We do a little bit. We do our little amelus, as much as we can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the right, he lifts us up. He comes down, he takes our hand, he lifts us up. But that's the only way you can go up in life. He says, Rakim ein darkos bali ruchanis. What are the levels of heaven? It means spiritual levels of understanding of closeness to Hashem. Meos bashanim derushas l'adam. Hundreds of years would be needed to go to one madrega. So we can't, we don't, nobody lives 500 years anymore. It is impossible. And nobody will ever get to anything. What's the answer? Siyata mila ela. Ulam, ein darshim in adam ki in pisco shamachat. Vasiyata deshmayim ashlim esakol. Even to get to the lowest level. So, but that's how the universe works. What did Nebuchadnezzar say? Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm going? You're going, not doing anything. Nobody can do anything themselves. What are you talking about? Ratzalachos bekochos atzmo. Hari kol malos umos ha'olam in begedah shalol l'shma. Afilu madrigos elyonos. So he says, Nebuchadnezzar, Adame, you're going to be Madame to the Elyon? He says, forget it. He says, you're going down, you are not going up. Okay. Michabelio, one other point here, famous point to Tosfos, a couple of Tosfosim say this in Shas, the end of Tosfos, Viragle, Tosfos here gets into Piyutim and Yotros about the Ragle Achayos, different Piyutim, and at the end of the Tosfos, we're not going to get into the details, at the end of the Tosfos, he quotes that in his opinion, Rabbi Eliezer HaKalir, one of the greatest authors of all of our Piyutim and Yotros and Kinos, was a Tana. That is Tosfos' opinion. Tosfos says here, five lines from the bottom of Tosfos, Shehu haya Tana, Behu haya Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. Tekari Ale, quotes one of them, Ubiyamav mikachim alpia re'iya, Sheme olam lo yasad rakrovitz miyom rishon. You never find any Yotzros or Piyutim of Reb Lezer HaKalir used on the second day of Yontif. Any of the Yom Tovim, quotes Tosfos. Why? Because he lived in Zman HaTanam, the Yosum HaKadosh alpia re'iya, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they only had one day. That's Tosfos. The Rosh also holds this in Brachas. The Noda Bihuda has a tshuva about this, where he was asked, what do you mean because of Apiyah Re'iyah? What do you mean, even if it's not Apiyah Re'iyah? So sometimes there were cases of Safek. Many lands outside of Eretz Yisrael didn't know. If you wrote Piyutim, did they write for them? Right, Safek, what about Rosh Hashanah? Sometimes Rosh Hashanah. So the Noda Bihuda, the Tzlach, talks about this in Brachas Lama Dalet, but there he quotes what he answered in a tshuva before that, and he discusses what the Raya exactly is of Tosfos here in the Rosh. But again, this is a major discussion in the scholars. Many scholars argue with this. They say it can't be. It has to be. It couldn't have been a Tana. But again, this is Tosfos. Tosfos the Sheet in a number of places is that he was a Tana. Chagiga Yud Gimel is one of the places. Okay, got a lot to say here. Let's continue. I have an extra 30 seconds because of that break before. Says the Gemara, Vlo b'Merkava b'Yachid. Says, so the Mishnah had said, you can't darshan the Maisa Merkava even to one person. Even to one person. Tani, again, Maisa Merkava, metaphysics, the Re'iyah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tani, Reb Chiya, Avomostun L'Rashi Prakim. You're allowed to give Rashi Prakim, not allowed to give details. You're allowed to give, like, little hints to the about Maisa Merkava. Amr Rabbi Zeira, in most of the Rashi Prakim, even that, you're only allowed to do to Ella Av Bezdin, Ula Kal Misha Libudoi Bekirbo. Only to Ula Bezdin, or to somebody who was very, Libudoi Bekirbo, very serious. Rashi says he's never Mekel Rosh, very serious guy. Ika de Amre, or, not either or, but both. Vahusha Libudoi Bekirbo, Vahusha Libudoi Bekova. He's an Av Bezdin, which doesn't mean only the Av Bezdin, somebody who's roy to be an Av Bezdin, and he's Libudoi Bekirbo, both. Amr Rabbi Ami in Moses Sifrei Torah Elamish Yish Bo Chamisha Dvarim. We don't give secrets of Torah except to somebody who has the following five attributes. Sar Chamishim, he's the officer of 50. Maybe that means he teaches a lot of people. The Nesu Panim, and people like him. The Yoetz, and he advises. The Chacham Charashim, and he's also the Chacham of wisdom. All of these are going to be discussed later, not today, but later in the Dafim. The Navon Lachash, and he understands secrets. Period. Am Rabbi Ami could have a shear and a half on the following line. Am Rabbi Ami in Mosrid Devei Torah LaAkum. Now let us teach Torah to non-Jews. Shneamar Lo Asachen Lachal Goy Umishpatim Bal Yidaum. Hashem did not give the Torah to non-Jews. Mishpatim Bal Yidaum. They don't know it. So this is a major sugya about the Isser of teaching Torah to non-Jews. Tosfos already asked, Tosfos Yumaskel Ein, why do you need a separate pasig? You're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews based on a separate pasig. Isn't there an Isser for non-Jews to learn Torah? And once they have that Isser, isn't it Lifnei Iver for you to teach them? That's Tosfos' kasha. We know there's a separate Isser, there's a separate Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, if a goy, Ovid Kochavim She'osik Torah Chayiv Misa. Right, it's either, the Gemara there says, either it's Gezel or it's Arayis. Now, Marasa Gizel or Arayis, because either we're married to the Takanash Baruch Hu through the Torah, or it's a special present to us. Either way, so the Gemara there says, Goy She'osek Batorah Chayimisa. So what do you need a separate pasuk to say that we're not allowed to teach them? It's Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver. Which is used, by the way, by the poskim to show how Lifnei Iver is an Aveira, even if it's not Usher to me. I'm allowed to learn. Even if it's not Usher to me, that shows it's a Isser Kloli, not an Isser Prati, because I'm not included in this Isser. So Tosfos answers, you're right. Maybe we're talking about a case where he would learn anyway. We know there's no Isra of Lifnei Iver Del Raisa if the person is going to do the Aveira anyway. If a Nazir is about to drink a cup of wine, and you say, no, here, drink mine. So that's a Darabanan called Misayel Dvar Aveira. But that's not a Del Raisa of Lifnei Iver. Stosa says there's another guy that could teach him Torah anyway. Therefore, that's why it's not Lifnei Iver. Number one. The Turei Evan gives another different answer. Turei Evan says, maybe. No, if the reason is Gezel, remember I just quoted the Gemara Sanhedrin, says it's either Arais or Gezel. If it's Gezel, so you can be Mochel. You can give away your stuff. So if it's Gezel, so that's what the Jews are allowed to do it. The guy's not allowed to learn himself, because that's Gezel. But the Jews are allowed to teach him, because he's being Mochel. Even though he notes, he says, but maybe you can't, it's not your portion. What do you mean Gezel? Gezel, but you can't be Mochel on everybody else's portion. So what do you mean how you can be Mochel? So he notes that it's a problem, but then he says, but L'chora, you should only not be able to be Mochel if there's a Chisaron. If you're Machaser, something that you're Mochel on. But yeah, there's no Chisaron, there's Torah for everybody. So therefore, he goes into a long discussion of that. But the major discussion in the postgim about this Isser, there are many limitations on this Isser of teaching Torah to non-Jews. Just to give you three areas where the postgim have limitations. Number one is parts of Torah. Maybe this Isra is only limited to certain parts of Torah. Number one, the Gemara already says that you could teach them and they can learn regarding the Sheva Mitzvahs. Regarding the Sheva Mitzvahs of Noah. That's number one that they're allowed to learn. Number two, it might be limited to Torah Shebich Sav. Not the Torah Shebal Peh. The Malami Lahoa, the W.C. Huffman has a tshuva, where he talks about how there comes up, Lamaisa, in cases out of town school sometimes, let's say you find out that there's a non-Jew in the class. You know, the father's Jewish, they want to give him a Jewish education, and you let him continue teaching them. What do you do? It's a public policy issue. So the Malami Lahoa has a tshuva there where he says, you know, the lower grades, you learn a lot of Torah Shebich Sav anyway. And many poskim say that Torah Shebich Sav is not a problem. The Maritz Chai says this, only Torah Shebal Peh is a special connection between the Jew and Torah. Torah Shebich Sav is more flexible. The Nitziv even says, didn't Moshe Rabbeinu write the Torah in 70 Lashonos? Right? So what was that for? Obviously for them to learn the Torah in 70 Lashonos for them, even though others argue and say, no, it's because we went into Galus and we're going to need it. The Jews are going to need it for 70 Lashonos. But these are big discussions. I think we had to share this a couple years ago on a Shavuos. That's one limiting to certain parts of Torah. Others say it only excludes the secrets of Torah. That's the Marsha here. Because the Marsha says it doesn't say Ein Malamdin, but Ein Mosrin. Mesira is a deeper giving over. So maybe that's what it's only excluding, the secrets of Torah. But that's all one general category of limitations. Only parts of Torah are included. Another limitation is maybe it's only limited to certain parts of non-Jews. Maybe those are parts of non-Jews. The Meiri suggests maybe it's only real Ovdi Avodah Zarah, which the Meiri says many times in Shas, when you have a halakha that talks about non-Jews, the Meiri many times really says it talks about idol worshippers, not only non-Jews. What about somebody that's coming to convert? Obviously, that type of person, after we try to push them aside, and they're very serious, you can start teaching them. You can start teaching them then. And also, a third one, it might be limited to specific ways of teaching. The intensity of the study, again, we don't have time to get into all of this now. Maybe if your kavana isn't l'shem them, but l'shem the Jews there. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe, in Yaradeya Chela Gimel. I'm sorry, this is a different one. In Yoredei Chelek Beis, in Kuf Lamed Beis, where it talks about, let's say you're at a Seder. Let's say you have a family Seder, and Rechmano Leslan, one of your relatives, is intermarried, and you have a non-Jew at the Seder. You're allowed to talk about Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. You're allowed to talk about Torah there. You have a non-Jew sitting at the table, out of Shiloh this year. One of my Talmidim, the master said this is the case. So Rav Moshe says, you know, if you don't direct the conversation to him specifically, and you don't, so if they're there, okay, they happen to be overhearing, but it's not really, you don't have any choice of it. He doesn't say, but one might add that make sure you don't talk about Shvoch HaMascha too loudly. But again, that's Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, also, one final point. Rav Moshe has one final tshuva in Eben Ezer. This is in Dalet Chavav, where he talks about how, let's say, it was a day school, Beit Sefer Hayomi, Shunas Yaseh, Adi B'nei Torah, V'yiris Hashem Yisparach, and they found out that many of the people involved, many of the children in the school, were Nizgairu, Eitzel HaReformer, Eitzel HaConservatism, She'eno Klum. So what do? If you have most of the class that did not have an Orthodox conversion, so you're allowed to continue the class, and if you don't have them, you're going to have to close down the school, and all the parnassah is going to be lost from all these teachers. So there again, he's mako in this regard, because you don't have kavana for them, and maybe they'll become Jewish, because you're giving them a Jewish education. So again, Rav Moshe has this discussion. This is a huge issue, and it comes up. comes up, halacha l'maaseh. Somebody asks you, right, the Turei Aben here says, he says, all the Amoraim, you see, like, non-Jews talking to them and asking them kashas about Torah. In the office, somebody comes over to you and asks you, what's this chol hamoed business? Is it a holiday? Is it not a holiday? You start discussing, you know, you have to explain to them, why do you have to leave early? So again, so obviously, the Turei Aben here says, obviously, on a one-time thing, it's okay. Ba'akrai, it's okay. On a permanent basis, you shouldn't have a chavrus in the office. Right, but if you have a one-time thing, somebody's interested, so the Turei Aben here says that would be okay. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan l'Rabbi Elazar. Ta'ag marek b'maisa merkava. So Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Elazar, let me teach you maisa merkava. Amar le'lo kashoy. So Rabbi Elazar says, I'm not old enough. Says Rabbi Nechanan, he wasn't 50. We've heard about 40 before. He wasn't 50, says Rabbi Nechanan. Kikash, so when he got older, he lost the chance. His Rabbi Yochanan died. Amar Rabbi Asi, so Rabbi Asi, I guess I heard about the story. And he says, Ta'ag marek b'maisa merkava. Okay, let me teach you. I'll teach you maisa merkava. Amar le Yizaki gemirsa mi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach. No. If I would have really been Zoche, I would have learned it from your Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. He died. It must be that I'm not supposed to learn it. Extremely important and Lamaisa, hopefully not Lamaisa, but Lamaisa Marsha here. The Marsha says, you know what you learned from this Gemara? You see, the Amoraim were very hesitant and didn't want to learn Kabbalah. Says the Marsha, this is against the people in our day. Marsha says a couple hundred years ago, that skip the rest of Torah and go straight to Kabbalah when they're very young. Says the Marsha, I don't understand how what these people are doing. They're forgetting the basics. He says, Mikan shuva la'osad anashim shebedar hazeh shemevalin kol yemeyem b'chachmas ha-kabbalah gam b'yaldusam. He says, you can't have a, there's no such thing as a Kabbalah center, says the Marsha. He says, you gotta, he says, no such thing. It's terrible. Even the greatest Amoraim went away from learning. You want to say, isn't it included in Maisa Merkava? No, this isn't Maisa Merkava. This is something else. Says the Marsha, if it wasn't Maisa Merkava, if it's a different category of Chachma, then why isn't it in Mishnah, Talmud, Tosefta, Mechilta, Sifra, Sifri? It's not mentioned anywhere. This separate category. Obviously, this is included in Maaseh Merkava. And if it's included in Maaseh Merkava, you can't learn it. You can't learn it until you're much older and you know everything else. He says, "Lofia nerish chachma zuno gaspil amala b'maaseh merkava v'yoser roi lahastira v'lo lagalosa." And therefore, he says, you see from here that the Amoraim were very against learning it. Gotta remember that Marshan Chagiga Yud Gimel. He talks about chachmas hakabalo that it's not really appropriate for us. And we'll talk more about it in a minute.
So
Pi Kabbalah, so that's a good question in the post-gim, not I was going to touch on it, but how many times do we have Minhagim based on Kabbalah? So that doesn't show that we're studying it. Standing up for Kiddush Friday night, the Arizal says you have to stand up the whole Kiddush. Right? Three different Minhagim, sit the whole time, stand and sit, and sit, stand the whole time. The Arizal, so we do a lot of Minhagim based on Kabbalah. I don't know if that's exactly the same as studying Kabbalah. So the Arizal, he put into Klal Yisrael many minhagim based on Kabbalah. That doesn't mean we're supposed to be osek in what the reason is, right, for it. Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Avigar Maisa Merkava. Rabbi Yosef learned Maisa Merkava. Sabi Bavdi Sabi Tani Maisa Bereshus. They learned Maisa Bereshus. So Amulei, Ligmar Lan Mar Maisa Merkava. So the elders of Pumbadisa come to Rabbi Yosef and say, teach us, can you teach us Maisa Merkava? We know Maisa Bereshus. Can you teach us Maisa Merkava? Amulei, he said, no, you teach me first. Agron Li Maisa Bereshus. You teach me Maisa Bereshus first. Basar Dagmaran, so they did. So after they finished teaching him, Amrlei Ligmaran Mar Maisa Merkava. So now they say to him, okay, now you teach us Maisa Merkava. Amrlei Tanina, he says, sorry, I can't. Right? Tanina Lahu, isn't there a pasuk? Dvash Mechalav Tachas Lashonech. Right? Honey and milk under your tongue, Shira Shirim. Dvaram Hamatukami Dvash Mechalav Yotach Lashonech. Whatever, what's so sweet, like honey and milk, you gotta keep under your tongue. Meaning, sorry, I can't teach you. So he got them to teach him, but then he says, sorry, I can't teach you. Why Dafka, honey and milk? The Ian Yaakov says, unbelievable, because honey and milk are so sweet, but if you have a little too much honey and milk, it gives you stomach problems, and you throw up and you're mishal shalit. The same thing with Chachmas HaKabbalah. He says, these types of nistarim, a drop you want to have. He says, once you have too much milk, you have stomach cramps, it makes you sick. That's what the Ian Yaakov says here. Ian Yaakov says, Davka tachas, devash mechala tachas l'shonech. Right, we focus, he doesn't quote it, but you can connect this to the Rambam and you saw the Torah, famous Rambam. You saw the Torah at the end of Perek Dalet, where the Rambam calls all of Torah's nigle, lechem ubasar, meat and bread. Says the Rambam, we have to spend our lives filling ourselves up on meat and bread. After that, you want to have dessert? Okay, have some dessert, have some honey. have some honey. He doesn't quote that, but that's what the Rambam says in Dalad Yud Gimel. Ein roi la'atayu bapardes el lemichin esmalo kreso lechem ubasar. And what's that? To know what's usser and mutter. That's havayis davay varava. That's what it is. And everybody has the ability, says the Rambam, to do this. Lechem ubasar. That's how the Rambam categorizes Torah. Torah sanigla. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehovah quotes, there was a different pasuk that he quoted to them as the reason for not being able to teach them. Kivasim lilvushecha, pasuk in Mishlei. So what do we darshan from there? Dvarim shehem kivshono shel olam, all the hidden things of the world. Kivshono means hidden. You tachas lilvushech, should be under your lilvush, keep them under your clothing, meaning you can't teach them. So Rabbi Yosef refused to teach them maisim rakava. So Amrulei, but they say to him, you know what, we learned some of it already. We learned the first parak already in Yecheskel. We learned the entire first parak. It's the beginning of the second parak. So Amalu, he says, okay, so what are you bothering me for? So you learned it already. The first parak is the whole thing. So what are you learned it, what are you bothering me for? So Meisve, he's like, Marius, 1 second. The whole parak Aleph is the, you have to learn the whole thing? To be called Meisim Merkava? Adhecha Meisim Merkava. Rebbe Omer Advo Eire Basra. Some say it's the Eire Basra, which is a pasuk towards the end of parak Aleph. Rebbe Yitzchak Omer Adachashmal. Both of these, though, are not at the end of parak Aleph. So what's Meisim Merkava? Is it the entire parak Aleph? Or is it only part of parak Aleph of Yechezkel? So the Gemara says, Adva Eira Megamrinan Mikan Veilach Masrina Rashi Prakim. The whole thing is Meisim Merkava, but there are different levels. Until the word Va'era, you're allowed to teach. After that, the end of Perak Aleph, that's off limits, that you only give Rashi Prakim. Or, Yigat Amri Adva Eira Masrina Rashi Prakim. Or the earlier you give Rashi Prakim, you give a little here and there, Mikan Veilach. After that, the last few Psukim, you don't teach at all. And Hu Chacham Even Midaito in Ilolo. Person figures it out by himself, fine. If not, not. Period. So ask the Gemara, Umi Darshina b'chashmal, do we study chashmal, which is part of the vision at the end of Yechezkel? So in my Biuri Hadach, it has 3 pages. Hakdama l'sugyas chashmal. That's obviously something that the Rabbi Marshall told me to stay away from. It says the Umi Darshina b'chashmal. Do we darshin chashmal? Vahu Yenuka the darsh b'chashmal v'nafak nur v'achalte. Story about a little child who learned chashmal and a fire came out of it and ate him. So the Meiri in his Hakdama to Avo says the fire is the fire of Havana. And Adam, that means he went totally off. He lost himself because of this Chachma. Not literally a fire. So Gemara says, Shani Yenuka to Lamati Zimne. No, Charles is different because he wasn't older. He wasn't Lamati Zimne. That's why he was able to darshan it. Amr of Yehuda, Baram Zacharoso Ishlato, Hanani ben Chizkiah Shmo. We remember Hanania ben Chizkiah fondly. Imali who, without him, Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. We would have been Gone Sefer Yecheskel. We wouldn't have been able to learn it. Shay Dvar of Sosu Divri Torah, because many of the lines in Yecheskel are Sosu Divri Torah. Right, this is one of the Svarim of Tanakh that had some controversy behind it in terms of its being put into, not really being put into the Tanakh, but later on, because it might lead people astray. So we had some of this discussion in Maseches Megillah. So, but he saved it. Ma'al, so what did he do? Hello, Gimel Meos Garbi Yishemen. He brought up a lot of oil. V'yasha Ba'aliyah V'darshan. He darshaned. He sat in the attic and darshaned it to be able to explain it to people, to make sure people wouldn't lose themselves. Tanu Rabbanon. Ma'aseh B'tinah Gachar Shei Kor B'Beis Rabo B'Zev Yecheskel. Story about a little child that was learning Yecheskel. V'yameivin B'chashmal. And he understood it. V'yotza Eish B'chashmal V'sarafto. Again, it burned him. U'bikshu Ligro Sev Yecheskel. And they were going to put it away because of this tragic event. So Amar Lahem, Chanani Mechizkiya, Imzeh Chacham, HaKol Chachamim Heim. So Chanani says, 1 second. So this little child prodigy was able to understand it. Nobody else understands it. This is one kid. Okay, so we don't have to be worried because of that one child. Interesting. So it talks about we're not supposed to focus on Yechezkel, especially by children. Children, we shouldn't have it by children. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this. You look in the Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Pesach. Where's this going to be in Hilchos Pesach? The end of Hilchos Pesach, the first day Shavuos. First day Shavuos, the Haftorah is Yecheskel, Perak Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes that this is the Haftorah. Umafter Korei B'Shenib Yom HaBikurim. So maybe that's why, now I understand, that's why most of us are sleeping during the Haftorah. The first day of Shavuos, because we don't want to understand it, that's where the Minak, maybe the Minak Yisrael Torah who. That's why we have the Haftorah, I always find, personally. That's you're davening, you're active. And you're laning, you're standing up. Haftorah is, that's when you gotta push yourself. The Haftorah and Havdamas. Those two, you gotta push ourselves. But that's what we're all sleeping during the first paragraph of Yecheskel. But the Mishnah Berurah there quotes, V'noagin b'ksas makomos, shet gadol v'chacham korei zos haftorah. Right, a gadol and a chacham. Why? Based on the pasuk, what was ma'aseh merkava elam kena yachacham even midaita. That's what he says. That this idea of only a gadol and a chacham reading it. My chashmal. What is chashmal? Amar Yehuda chayos eish memalalos, talking fires. V'mastisa tana itim chashos itim lemalalos. These chashmal, some type of angelic being. Sometimes they're talking. Sometimes they're quiet. B'shasha dibur yotzei v'kadosh baruch hu chashos. When Hashem's talking, they're quiet. U'b'shasha ina dibur yotzei v'kadosh baruch hu lemalalos. When Hashem is not talking, that's when they're talking. That's when they're praising Him. V'chayetz ratzov hashov kamar habazak, and they're going back and forth like lightning. My ratzov hashov. What do you mean back and forth? Amar Yehuda ka'or hayosim v'yakivshon. Like fire that goes out of a furnace, a fire. Fire goes up and down and up and down. Ma'ikamara bazak. What do you mean? Like lightning? Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, ka'or hayosim v'yeda charasim. Like when you're making something in the kiln, so you have this cover, and fire shoots out of holes in top of the charas. So again, that is like lightning that comes out. Okay, I don't know if we'll see at the end of today. If not, we'll start tomorrow. Oh, we don't have tomorrow. Menachem will remind you tomorrow. That's something I mentioned last year, Shabbat Shuvah. Kamara HaBazak. We mentioned a Rav Pinkus about Mara HaBazak, an unbelievable vart. So we don't have time right now. So now we're back to the vision of Yechezkel. The Ruach Sa'ara Ba'minat Zafon, Anan Gadol Ve'esh Mislakachas V'Nogalo Saviv U'mitoch Again Chashma Mitoch Eish. Yechezkel sees this Ruach Sa'ara, this storm coming from the north, and there's fire in it, and chashmal in it. Ask the Gemara with the Bachsa Girsa, my boy Hassam. What was Hashem, what was chashmal doing in the north? By Bavel. Bavel is the north. Amr Yudam Arab, Shalach Lichmosh is called Alam Kulo Tachas Nebuchadnezzar Arasha. Hashem was orchestrating events so that Nebuchadnezzar became the king of the world. Because the Nebuchadnezzar was about to destroy Jerusalem, Yerushalayim. So Hashem went to Bavel to give them the whole world. But Kolkach Lama, why? So that people won't say that Bnei Yisrael were conquered by a low-level king. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make Nebuchadnezzar the king of the world. Once he did that, so then it's not so embarrassing. Right? The Gemara says even by, right, we know there's five payments by Nezek. Nezek, Tzar, Ripur, Sheves, and Boshes. So Boshes is Lefiyam of Vayish, Vam is Vayish. Embarrassment is paid based on who embarrassed you. The lower person who embarrassed you, it's more lowly for you. So if the king of the world beat Jerusalem, conquered Yerushalayim, okay. So it's bad, but it's understandable. Alright, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Hashem means to say. Migaram lishe yeshamish lovdik psilim. Who caused me to serve an Oveid Pesilim, Nebuchadnezzar, Avonosein Shel Yisrael, Hein Garmuli. The sins of Israel, they caused it, because they caused me to do a churban, which made me give power to Nebuchadnezzar. And says Yechezkel, I saw one of the chayos and the ofanim on the land. One malach is on the land, and its head reaches the chayos. That's the name of the malach. And he's 500 years taller than other malachim. And he stands behind the merkava and ties crowns for Hashem. And is it really true that he could be right behind the merkava? Nobody knows the place of Hashem. So what do you mean he's tying crowns for Hashem? So the Gemara answers, no. Look at the box. Girsa, he dekashale keser, umashbiya b'shem ha-meforash, v'azal tagav yasa b'duchte. He makes the crown, he says Shem Hashem, and then the crown goes wherever Hashem is. He doesn't put it there, right? Because he doesn't know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Amar Rava. Okay, famous line. Amar Rava. We'll make it famous. Kol shara Yechezkel ra Yeshaya. Everything that Yechezkel saw, Yeshaya saw. Meaning Yeshaya Hanavi also in Perek Vav also has a vision of a Merkava. It's just not as much less descriptive. Much less descriptive in Yeshaya than Yechezkel. Yechezkel describes this whole unbelievable thing. So lama Yechezkel domeh, leben kfar shara samela. But what's the difference? Yechezkel is compared to a villager that saw the king. Ulama Yeshaya domeh, leben krach shara samela. Yeshaya is compared to a ben krach that saw the king. Why ben kfar ben krach? Rather than go the next few lines you'll be able to do, go through. Why ben kfar ben krach? So I once heard the mashal from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, but I found it last night in Shem of Chaim Yivalajan. Chaim Yivalajan writes, imagine you have somebody who lives out in, I don't know, you hoof it somewhere, and he goes to Times Square. Unbelievable, the lights, the brights, the crazy. He's so, just by the chitzonius, he just can't get his mind off of it. He said, but let's say somebody who lives in Manhattan, walks by Times Square, just walks by. That doesn't affect them. He's going to an office, he has a meeting in Times Square. So the first guy won't be able to get to his meeting, because he'll just be so awestruck, and the other guy walks straight through, it doesn't affect him. He says, Yeshaya lived in Eretz Yisrael. Yeshaya was used to seeing this all the time. So it was all the Maikav, the unbelievable. But he saw God. He saw the Shekhinah. He saw the Shekhinah because all the paraphernalia, all the lights and everything around didn't affect him. Yechezkel in Chutzlar, Yechezkel was in Bavel. So Yechezkel, so when he sees the Merkava, he can't, there's chariots of fire, the four different faces which the Gemara is going to talk about. He couldn't get beyond that. That's the message of the Ben Kfar and the Ben Krak, the villager. Yechezkel was a villager, while Yeshayahu Navi was a Ben Krak. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, the rest of the Gemara is just describing all the faces on the chariots. It goes pretty quickly, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.